Okay, today's daf is Bavasra daf Kuf Nun 150, and we are on Kuf Mem Tes Amibes Amale Abaya. Let's start with Amale Abaya. We have to remember the machlokas we had yesterday. Remember, we had in the Mishnah a few days back. We had in the Mishnah back on daf Kuf Mem Vav Amibes, where the Mishnah was mechalik between a shmira that gave away all of his possessions versus if he left some for himself. If he left some for himself, so then we consider that it is not a matnas shmira because he wasn't so sure what was going to happen, and therefore it's a regular matana, and even if he is omeid, then he cannot be chozerbo. That is the chilek the Mishnah made. Yesterday we had a machlokas. Does that include even if he left a little metaltolin? What if he left a little metaltolin? Is that good enough to be considered a shiur? And also, how much karka has to be left, even if you hold karka? Is it kedei parnasa or not? So, Rabbi Zeira first says that the two opinions are beautiful because of the svara. Karka and metaltolin are both based on the fact that they are relied upon, A. And then, the Gemara says, Abaya says back to, Rav Yosef says back to Abaya, I don't think it's so beautiful, because it doesn't say karka in the, it only says karka in the Mishnah. And you're saying even metaltolin are included? So now, the Gemara says, Amalei Abaya, v'kol hecha detoni karka, karka dafka. Every time it says karka in Mishnayos, it always means dafka. Right, so we're gonna take issue with that assumption. And therefore, Abaye is saying, I think, he's trying to defend Reb Zeira, that it's Meduyuk, don't worry, the fact that the Mishnah says Karka could also mean Metaltolin, because you find other contexts where Karka is Lav Dafka. So, Abaye says, V'hatna, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Yesterday I said Gittin, I meant it was quoted in Gittin, but it's a Mishnah from Peya. V'hatna, the Mishnah says in Mesechus Peya, Hakosef Konachas of Liavdo, if somebody gives all of his possessions, he writes all of his possessions to his Eved. So the rule is usually that an Eved, every koma shekana Eved kana rabo. Whenever an Eved is kona, the master is kona. So how do you, how does he get free? How does an Eved get his own, get possession of his own items? So if he gives all of his possessions, kaza kana chazal liabdo, if I give all of my possessions to my Eved, so then my Eved is part of my possessions, I'm giving him to himself, and therefore, yatsa ben chorin. That is the first line of the Mishnah. If I give all my possessions, we assume there's a shichrur included in that declaration. But shir karka kol shehu, if I give over all of his possessions without karka, without a little piece of karka, I did not specify which piece of karka. I wrote that my eved should be kona all of my possessions except for a small parcel of land. So then, lo yatsa ben chorin, he does not go free. Does not go free. Why? Because it could very well be that that little piece that was left over is him. Is him, and therefore, he does not go free. Says the Rashbam, Shir Karka Kol Shehu, Kigon Shamar Chutzmi Karka Kol Shehu, Lo Yatsa Ben Chorin, Sheha Eved Hukash LeKarkos. Because as we've said many times, we're going to talk more about it today, Bezrat Hashem, an Eved is compared to Karka, as it says the pasuk at the end of Vayikra, V'snachadam Osam Levnecha Mechorecham L'Rashas Achuza, V'hai Karka Kol Shehu, and this Karka could be the Eved, and therefore he is not a Ben Chorin. He adds, the Rashbam adds, which we're going to have in a minute also, even if he would have said Chusmi V'taltan Kol Shehu, you know, the Eved would have been excluded, because he also moves. So he's not exactly Karka, he's not exactly Metaltolin. But at least if he says Chusmi Karka, he is definitely excluded. The Ritva says that if he had specified a piece of lands, so then he would go free, because then obviously he is not being included. He is not the piece of karka, right? This is only if he just said an indescript karka. But Klomar Shekolzman says the. Actually, let's read the next line, and then we'll say the Ritva. Reb Shimon Omer. So Reb Shimon says La Olam Hu Ben Chorin. No, he's always free, even if he left a little bit out. Until he says, all of my nechasim are given to my servant, except for one twenty thousandth of them, meaning a tiny little amount. If you give it all to all your Eved, except for one tiny amount, so then, unless you do that, it is... he goes free. If you do that, so maybe he is that piece that was left out. He just didn't specify and explicate it because, last line of the Rashbam, derech kavod kasav la'avdo kach. You wrote a derech kavod, you don't want to specify him except for you. So you say, chuzbi echad v'ribos. Reb Shimon says, that even if you left over a little bit, so still you always go free unless you exclude Echad Miribu Shebehen. And then he is Zoche. Well, you don't know which one is left out. Right, if he's still in Eved, he gets nothing. If he's still in Eved, he gets nothing. Correct. So that is the two different shittas in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says again, if you give everything away, Yatza ben Chorin. If you leave out a little karka, then lo Yatza ben Chorin. But Reb Shimon says he's always a ben Chorin until he says all my nechasim are given to you, except for you have to be explicit what you're giving to your Eved. And the next line, and this is what's important for us now, the Amar of Dibi Bar Yosef, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Asu metaltalin shiur eitzel eved, v'lo asu metaltalin shiur eitzel ksuba. Even though this Mishnah says shiur karka kol shehu in the Tanakhama Shita, we know that the halach is lavdafka. It's not just karka, but it's even metaltalin. Even metaltalin would be good enough for the Tanakhama to say that the eved is not free. Shiur metaltalin kol shehu, because maybe the eved is karka, maybe the eved is metaltalin. So you see in the Mishnah that the word karka is lavdafka. That's what Abai is trying to prove. That even though it says karka, it doesn't mean karka. And we don't treat this, Rav Dimi adds, we don't treat this like ksuba. What is the case of ksuba that we had earlier in the previous parak? Rashbam quotes it, of Kuflamid Beis, where a person writes all of his possessions to his sons and to his wife. So the Gemara there said, When is it that the wife is mochelas her ksuba if she's standing there and not saying anything when he's giving away all of his possessions? So if he left a little bit for himself, so we say she's not mochelas, because we know that she thinks she's going to collect her ksuba from that piece left over in the possession of the husband. So if that's the case, so then just like she could collect from here, she could collect from everything. That's what the Gemara had said there. So what has to be left over by the husband for her to say, hey, I wasn't mochelas. So the Gemara there said, and this is what the Gemara here says, that's only karka, not metaltalin. Metaltalin is not good enough to say that she was not mochelas. So again, Rabbi Elazar says, also metaltalin shear 8-11. Metaltalin is considered a shear here and not by a ksuba in that case. So what do you see? We see from here that the Mishnah is lavdafka, even though it says karka, it could even include metaltalin. So the Gemara answers, no. Abaya, it's not such a raya. Hasam over there in the Mishnah in Peah, there's a specific reason why it says karka. Usually karka could be dafka. And that's why in our Mishnah, it's not good to explain it that if you left over a little metazlan, it's not a man of shchimira. Right? Rav Yosef, Rav Zeira got all excited. Oh! It fits it beautifully to the Mishnah. It doesn't fit it beautifully to the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah should be dafka. There in Peah, there's a specific reason why it says karka, even though it also includes metazlan. Hasam bidinhu de lo listi karka. It shouldn't say karka there. It shouldn't say karka. The ID the Tana Resha, but it's only because the previous line of that Mishnah said, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva holds, karka kol shehu, chayeves bepeya, there, Rabbi Akiva says that real, a tiny amount of karka is chayeves and peya. But the chiyuv of peya is lechatchila when the field, when it's still kama, before it's cut. Let the aniyim come and cut it. Ube bikurim. And any tiny amount of karka is chayev in bikurim. V'licht of a lamp prusbal. And enough to write a prusbal. If the lova has any little bit of karka, it's good enough to write a prusbal on. As we mentioned in the past, that the takana of Hillel to write a prusbal only applies if the lova has a little piece of land. Right, if he doesn't have any land whatsoever, then he cannot write a prizval. And v'liknosi ma'im nechazan she'en l'machrayis b'kesef u'b'shtar u'b'chazaka. And the principle of kinyan agav from the Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin, that if I sell you, if I buy, if I transfer any type of land and metaltalin, so I can do it with kinyan agav. We corner the land and then agav the land by dint of carrying the lands. It's called the kinyan by dint. Right, by dint of carrying the acquiring the land, you also acquire the metaltalin. Fine. So the previous line of the Mishnah spoke about real karka. That's why this line, Mishamachik Tani Karka, that's why it says karka here too. But it is lav dafka here. Here it's just here to be parallel. But in any other context, like our Mishnah, where you don't need it to be parallel, it shouldn't say it if it didn't mean it. So that is how the Gemara knocks out Abaya's point.
So if he included a specific piece of metaltalin, why doesn't he go free?
if he excluded a specific piece. Again, but here's not a specific piece.
So that's what he did.
Yeah, if he did, then he would go free. If he excluded any specific piece that we know is not the Eved, so then he does go free.
So what's Rav Shimon? Shimon says that he goes free until he says...
He has to be more explicit. It has to be more explicit, right? That's what the Rashbam explains on the bottom, third line. Im shir karka kol shehu, if Shimon says he's a ben chorin if he left a little karka. That's the argument with the Tanakama. Tanakama says if he left a little karka, then lo yasa ben chorin. Rav Shimon says he's always a ben chorin until, even if he left a little karka. The shir karka, velo eved, ashi is shir shashir stam. And you don't specify karka or avadim. So echem iribo might mean the eved. So that's why the machlokas is on that lashon of shir karka. Good. Just a couple of points about this Rabbi Akiva that was quoted here, which we've mentioned in the past when this came up earlier in the Masechta. Prizbal. Lichtavel of Prizbal. So why does the loved need to own some land for you to write a prizbal on? What does prizbal have to do with land? What does that have to do with land? So the psalm suggests that if the loved owns land based on the concept of shibudim, so that if the malveh has somewhat collected his loan already. The whole isser of collecting loans in Shemitah is the isser of going to collect, the isser of lo yigos. Don't go close to your loveh and collect the money. But here, if it's semi-collected already, so then it is not a problem. That's what the svar that the Rashbam says here. If you look on the third to last skinny line, here in the Rashbam, Hachi Tikkun Rabbanim Imishlo Lovek Karka Kosin Prizba Lomalve Likvos Chova B'Shvius. Why could you collect a loan if the Lova has it? The Dummy Command Islay Mashkon, because it's as if it's a loan that has a mashkon on it. Right, a milva sheishalei mashkon. Also, shvius is not mishametes. If you lend me money and I give you a mashkon, that is also a collectible loan during after shmita. Why? Because again, it's as if it's collected already. I don't have to go and be megas to you. I don't have to go approach you because I have it already. So if you have land, it's as if it's a mashkon. It's the same svara. The same svara applies that there's no iser of lo yigas makarki de lo v'mishtavdile. That's why mashkon, and if he has land, that's why it works. The other svara given is that it's as if Bezin is collecting it. So the Bezin collecting it, that's why also there is no iser of lo yigas. That's why it's called Moser Shtarosav. Another's option in Shemitah is Moser Shtarosav LeBezin. Rashi, though, gives a different shot. Not Rashi here. The Rashbam earlier on Daf Samachay quoted his grandfather Rashi. Just says more pashut. It's a milsdilo shchicha. It's very uncommon for people not to have any land. No land whatsoever. Zero. That's very unusual. And Chazal only make takanos and gzeros in common cases. As the Gemara says on Daf Beis and Maseches Beitza, Milsa de lo shchicha lo gazav erabanan. Milsa de shchicha gazav erabanan. Rabbanan only act in common cases and not uncommon cases, and that's why Prizbal is only enacted in a common case. Rav Schechter quotes from some Achronim that it could be that principle of Milsa de Shchicha, Milsa de Lo Shchicha, is not just that they wouldn't, but that they couldn't. Chazal have the power to make laws for the Tzibur. Right? They don't have powers to make laws for individuals. They could tell a person to do something. That's the low saucer. They could tell whatever they want. Using, if it's monetary, hefker, bezin, hefker, and other rights. But generally, to make rules and regulations forever, so that's only milsa de shchicha, because they have authority to make rules for, it's for sure that they wouldn't, but it could be also, in some sense that they couldn't. Okay, that all has to do with prizbal. Machlokas Rashi Rashbam, why is it that one needs land? Next, what about Likdos Imam Nechasim, Kinyan Agav? So again, this Mesechta, if you're just keeping track, we've had a chance probably to talk about almost every type of Kinyan. Meshicha versus Hagbah, we had earlier, we spoke about Kinyan Chazaka many times. So here again, Kinyan Agav comes up. And the way the Achronim discuss all the Nafkaminas in Kinyan Agav, does the Metaltalin have to be on the lands or not on the land? Does the person have to say lechazeku kni bikona the metaltalin, or is it automatic? Many machlokos about kinyan agav. So what it might be dependent on is how does kinyan agav work? Does kinyan agav work that my kinyan on the karka is also a kinyan on the metaltalin? Even though metaltalin usually cannot be nikneh with this type of kinyan, kesar shtar and chazaka, but here it can. Or do I say no? The chiddush of kinyan agav is that it does not need, doesn't need a kinyan on the metaltolin. It's automatic. The second that you're coated the karka, the metaltolin go automatically. So nafkamina might be, does the metaltolin have to be there? And you might say it in either direction. You might say, if the kinyan is working with the metaltolin has to be there. Because doing a kinyan on the karka, it has to be there. Mashenkin, if it's automatic, it doesn't have to be there. Or you might say just the opposite. If you want it to be automatic, and you want it to be subsumed, and you don't even need a kinyan, maybe it has to be there to create the tziruf, the combination between them. Mashenkin, if it's this mice is working for that, then maybe it doesn't have to be there. So again, either way, but that is the hakira. And there are other nafkaminas as well. The pre-moshe, again, we mentioned in his sefer on kinyanim, Simon Yud Aleph talks all about Kinyan Agav. And yesterday, Baruch Hashem, we had Kinyan Udisa, just to remember. So again, we've gotten through, Baruch Hashem, all the different types of Kinyan. So this is Prisbal, this is Kinyan Agav, and one other. There is a Machlokes. There is something not written in our Gemara that maybe should be in our Gemara. Right, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah Rabbi Akiva Shita that lists all of the halakos that apply to actual karka. What about vidui meiser? What about vidui meiser? Parashat Kisavo, do I have to actually own lands for vidui meiser or not? So that is a discussion here in the Rishonim. If you look in the Rashbam, about eighth to last skinny line, uba vidui lo garsinan b'seder haMishnah. Vidui Meiser is not written in the Mishnah. And then he goes through then all the other ones that have the word land written by them. But now you can skip down to the end of the second wide line. Ela Vidui Meiser, but a Vidui Meiser, Afagab Dechsive, even though it says by Vidui Meiser, right before Shani over there in Kisavo, Hashkifa Mimon Kachacha, Hashem, please look down. That's how Adam Asher is Atalanu. And the land that you gave us, that sounds like you have to own land. No, you don't need karka in order to do vidui meiser. Why? Dahai lanu akol yisrael koi. That phrase, is just a generic phrase. Hashem, you gave land to Klal Yisrael. Thank you for giving land to Klal Yisrael. As it says in Meiser Sheni, Bikan Amr Yisrael, Mamzerim Mizvadin, Avalogerim Avadim Mishachrarim, She'en Lem Chelik Ba'aretz. As long as you're in the parsha of getting a nachla, says the Rashbam, you do vidui meiser even if you don't own a piece of land. That is the sheet of the Rashbam. Who argues? Tosas argues. Tosas, we had earlier, back in the end of the second parak, on Daf Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph, Tosas says beferish, in Dibur Maschil Vidui, al karchach ein vidui below karka. Quotes of Yerushalmi. So machlokas. Here we bought a base of Mikdash. Tomorrow, a couple of days, we'll bring all of our vidui, all of our maisers to the base of Mikdash. We'll bring all of our chumas and maisers and bikurim, chumas we'll give to the kohen, and then we'll do vidui maiser to explain how we did everything perfectly and wonderfully. Biarti hakodesh ben abayis, we'll do everything. And right, what if I don't own any land? What about people coming from chutz la'aretz that don't own any land here? Chas v'shalom. Right. So what are they going to do? They're going to be able to do vidui. They're going to. Hey, I want to go to the base of Mikdash. I want to do vidui maiser. Okay, here, take some of my fruit. Okay, great. I'm going to the base of Mikdash. Are we going to allow them? Machlokas Rosh Bam Tosfos. Eliyahu is going to come. He's going to tell us what we paskin like. He's going to tell us, no, you have to buy a piece of land first, like Tosfos or like the Rosh Bam. So again, it's a machlokas Rosh Bam and Tosfos about vidui maiser. Does one have to own land? Okay, back to the Gemara. So what did we just do so far today? We are trying to discuss yesterday's point. Yesterday we said that there are two opinions that quoted. If the Shechid Mira leaves over a certain amount of karka, the Mishnah said it is not called the amount of Shechid Mira. So what has to be left over? So we had two opinions. One said he has to leave over a substantial amount of karka, Ketei Panasaso. The other one says even Metaltalin. So we just spoke about the latter. That Metaltalin, is it Lavdavka? Are there any other examples of this? That's what we just quoted. So now we're going on to the other statement. The other statement, which bothered the Gemara yesterday, Rav Yosef, was that the Mishnah says kol shehu, and you're saying it means ketei panasaso. So now the Gemara says, v'kol hecha detani kol shehu, les le shiura. Every time it says kol shehu, does it mean no amount? Does it mean every tiny amount? And therefore, you have a problem with the fact that we said ketei panasaso. Vatnan. But we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Chulin, Rav Yosef ben Hyrcanus Omer. In which perek? In perek Reishis Hageis. Because that's what that parak is all about. Chamish Rechelos Gozezos. The halacha is, as we know, one of the 24 manas kahuna is to give the first shearings to the kohen. To the kohen. And it's chulin b'yad kohen. The kohen can make clothes out of it, whatever he wants. So, how much do you have to give? So, if I have five Rechelos Gezuzos, goes as thus. I have five sheep that are ready to go. They're ready to be shorn. So, mana, rather, the Bach adds in, mana upras, chayos breishes ages. As long as you could get 1.5 pras from each animal, so that's mechayev and breishes ages. Vachachavim omrim, chamesh rechelos, goes as thus, kol shehei. No, all five sheep that are goes are any five sheep are okay to have to be shorn. The amrinan, the kama kol shein. We say, what does kol shein mean? Amrav mano pras. As long as all together they can do 1.5. The first opinion says that has to be 1.5 each. So the Rav says, explaining the shita chachamim, 1.5 altogether. Ubavashi yumechumashos. As long as you split it equally. Split the 1.5 equally, they each got to give a ratio 1/5 of 1.5, I guess 1/25. So says the Gemara, you see from there, it says kol shehu in the Mishnah, and we explain kol shehu not to mean kol shehu. So to here, maybe in our Mishnah, kol shehu might mean kidei parnasaso. Says the Gemara, no. Hasam again, bedinu delo listi kol shehu. There's a good reason. It shouldn't say kol shehu. Why? The idea is Gemara Tana kama shiura rabba. It's just that, because the Tanakhama said a larger shear, so the second opinion said, nothing. You don't need that much. All you need is a kol shehu, but it's a relative term. It's a relative term. Really, if it would say kol shehu, it wouldn't mean kol shehu. Only over here, it's emphasizing that it's a smaller size, and that's why it says kol shehu. So again, no raya, that general lashon of kol shehu is lav dafka. Once we're talking about races of gays, we don't get a chance so much to talk about it. It's going to be a couple of years till we get to that perek. So the Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Ches in Parsha Shoftim talks about this mitzvah. She is tavino lates races gizas hatzon lakohanim. We have to command it to give the first shearings to the kohen and the ein lebaatana zu shear yadu min haTorah mida oraisa no amount, just like truma. Right, ain shir min haTorah. Rav and Shmuel say maseches chulin shishim. Right, give 1/60th. 1/60th, like truma is 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. So give 1/60th. Why? Because again, it says a lashon of nesina titain lo. So that's why you should give a certain a substantive amount. What's the shorish hamitzvah? The Sefer Chinuch always explains. Bishorish hamitzvah. He says just like truma is to help support the Kohen with his food, because he doesn't have any land, right? So too, says the Sefer HaChinuch, regarding this Matnas Kahuna, Adayin Chaser Lahem Malbush. How are they going to get clothes? So Zachalhem Reishas Hageiz L'Malbushehen. That's why we give it to the Kohen in order to make some clothing from it. This mitzvah applies to anybody, men, women, Yisraelim, Levim, Bein Bifnei Abayis, Bein Shalom Bifnei Abayis. Even bisman hazeh v'dafka be'eretz Yisrael, but it only applies in Eretz Yisrael because of the limud. It says nog alma ketlasa save. The minhag of the olam is like the three elders that say that there's a patur in chutz la'aretz. Because if you think about it, this isn't a mitzvah tuliyah ba'aretz, but that's the din. It is only bisman hazeh. So if somebody has sheep bisman hazeh, you get to fulfill the mitzvah. You get to fulfill the mitzvah as we had a few weeks ago. The somebody in the shul that went up to do the mitzvah, but that is the mitzvah of raising a gate and give it to the kohen. The kohen can do whatever he wants with it. It's chulin biyad haKohen. It's chulin biyad haKohen. There is a chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Bikurim. This is where Reishis HaGeiz is. The Rambam writes, Lefichach. First line. Reishis HaGeiz chulin l'chol davar. Reishis HaGeiz is chulin biyad haKohen. And therefore says the Rambam, Lefichach ani omer, right, the Rambam's own chiddush, shenosnim l'kohenes. Af shenesua li Yisrael, kemo matnas behema, says the Rambam, said that you're allowed to give it to an Ashes Yisrael who is a bas kohen, because it's not truma. Only a kohen or an Ashes kohen is allowed to eat it. Any it's a schulin. So anybody who is connected to a kohen, you give it to a bas kohen, give it to a kohen. Says that's the Rambam says v'yir ali shadin shneim echadu. Right, there's no difference between giving the matnas behema, which are what? Every time I have an animal, a chulin animal, I have to give the zroah, the lechayim, and the keva. Three parts of the animal to the kohen. Right? The chazeh in the show comes from Mishlomim. But if I have a chulin animal, let's say I'm just making meat for Shabbos. I shechted a cow for Shabbos, and I have to give parts of that animal to the kohen. Zroah, lechayim, and the keva. So that doesn't have kedusha. It's not a karbon. So again, says the Rambam, just like you give those to a kohenes, so to this you should give to a kohenes. That is the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch does not know why. The Sefer HaChinuch didn't quote it. It's Sarach Ian. Al Rav Mechaber. De'eno maybe. Din Zeh. B'shem Rambam. Kedarko lahavi chidish din shal Rambam. Shekasa b'shem atzmo b'loshin yirali. So he says, I don't know why I didn't bring it. Okay? Kasha. But that is an interesting halacha. They're right. You give it to an Eishes Kohen. Give it to a Kohenes in Eishes Yisrael. Can I do the shearings al yidei goy? What if I'm not such a herdsman? And I'm worried that maybe I'll cut the sheep? Sometimes, you know, anything to do with cutting, you know, maybe it's a little easier than Mila and haircuts. But maybe I don't want to do it. Can I get a guy to do it? Says the Minchas Chinuch, Gam Nirali, Tahafrashes Reishes Ageis, Eina Tzricha Shlichus. It's not the Maisa Gaziza that's the mitzvah. Not the Maisa Gaziza. It doesn't need Shlichus. Vim Hifrish, Afilu Shlomi, that's Bailam Shaper Dami. Even if somebody else comes and gives it to the Kohen, it also works. The Gam Yachal Lahafrish Ade Goy. He thinks it's supposed to do it. I did. Guy, Dana, don't mill a truma. Rak ma'ashim mavur b'shas. Truma is a din of a frasha, din of a chaloshem truma, because you're creating kedusha, and you're being misakin tevel. But here, you're not no chaloshem anything. It's chulin kainir a pashit. And then he says, v'efshar dim hifrish reishes ageis habili kematanos unikarim v'chaloshem reishes ageis davli moman kohen.
Make a bracha.
There's a question whether it's called Mamonu Shel Kohen before you give it to him. That is a discussion in the, here's my Mitzvah HaMelech here. Mitzvah HaMelech talks about it here, the Machlokas Rishonim, if it is Mamon Kohen before they're Zoche into it, right when you're Mafresh it. That is the Machlokas Rishonim. So it might depend, is there any Chaloshem here when you separate it? Or not, or it's just purely a din nesina. It's yours. And if you use it, then you're mevatel the mitzvah. But is there any chaloshem before it's given to the kohen? Okay, but that's some interesting inyanim that I don't usually get to talk about reishis hageis. Okay, let's continue. Two dots. Pshita. The Rashbam says this is either talking about a Shchemira or a Bar Yud as a Kenyan. So Pshita, Amar, Metalzal Laplanya. Now the rest of it, we're going to talk about different Lashonos. Metalzal Laplanya, if I say, my Metalzal should go to Ploni. So what's included in Metalzal? Kol, money, Tashvishte, Kani, Lavar Michidi Vasari. So all of my Kalim are included. All of my vessels, but not my food. My wheat and my barley, that's not called metaltalin. Kol metaltalin laplanye, all of my movable items go to so-and-so, afilu chiti vasari. That includes food. Any metaltalin. The afilu rechayim al yona kana, and even the upper part of my mill in my kitchen goes, levar mi rechayim tachtona. But the bottom part of the mill, which is very, it's as if it's mechubar, it's hardly ever moved, so that's not kona, because that would not be included even in kol metaltzli. But kol demitaltel, if I say anything that is movable, right, anything that can be moved, then afilu rechayim matachtona koi, then even the lower part of the mill goes. Period. Ibai lehu, right, we've been talking about different lashonos of Shchemira. We had yesterday at the end of Kufem Chesem Abeis. This is a continuation of that discussion. So Ibai lehu, avda kimekarka o kimetaltel adami. What about avadim? Avadim, if somebody says, my metaltelin should be yours, is an evid included? So, says the Rashbam, beautiful Rashbam, the Rashbam said it again earlier in the Masechta as well, about the 15th line of the Rashbam, wide line. Nehi vade dadi kemekar koidami, even though I know that an evid is like karka, regarding halachas of the Torah, le'inyin shvua, you don't swear on avadim, v'kinyin bekasef, ubishtar, ubechazaka, to call me lead to oraisa din mekarka yesh lahem yivisnachaltem or dinim daraisa. Yes, we say it evidence like karka. Avol inyan lasha b'nei adam mikri lu metaltzli. The shaila is, what about lasha b'nei adam? What do people mean? That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about mekach u'memkar. What do people mean when they are selling their metaltzli? Do they mean karka, or do they mean metaltzlin? Amalei Rav Acha, Breda Rav Avila Rav Ashi. So Tashma says the Gemara as follows. We had a Mishnah earlier. Hamochar is ha'ir. Machar batim shichunum arus mechar. So the batim is ha'shlochin. If somebody sells a city, included in that are all the wells and the caves and the bathhouses and the olive presses and the fields. Avalos ha'metaltzlin. But the metaltzlin, if you sell a city, metaltzlin are not included. Ubizman sh'amar hiva chomash besocha. But if I sell the city and everything in it, afilu hayu babeim o avadim, harei kulun mechurin. So then even animals and servants and avadim are included. So if I say that regarding mecha humemkar avadim are like metaltzalin, so mishamachi lo mezdavim bereisha, that's why I understand the Mishnah. Is not included when you sell a city, because when you sell a city, only karka is included. But if you say it is like karka, even in the lashem bnei adam, amai lo mezdavin. Right? Why wouldn't it be included in stage one when you sell the city, like all the other items that are like karka? So it must be a raya that an eved is like metaltalin. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, elamai ki metaltalin dami. What, it's like metaltalin? Then my afilu. So what do you mean afilu avadim? If it's just like metaltalin, you can just say, you don't have to say afilu, even. There's no chiddush. So elamai is the cholameimar. So what are you going to say? Why does it say afilu? Shiny metaltalin denied and metaltalin delonayin. No, because even if it's metaltalin, it is a chiddush, because these are metaltalin that move by themselves. These are metaltalins that have legs. So if you're going to say that for the metaltalin shita, so afilu tamekim karkoi dami, shani mikarkoi denayin mikarkoi delonayin. Right? Even if you say that for the karka shita, you can still say it's not included because it's not exactly normal karka. Not exactly normal karka. Period. 2 points. Number one, the Ritva. What if I say, I'm selling you my karka and my metaltalin? That's what the Ritva says. So, are avadim included? So you might say, manavshach. It's either karka or metaltalin. Says the Ritva, it's possible that it's not sold. Why? Yesh omrim avadim bichal mimanavshach. Some say, for sure avadim are included. Umori harav, hareni kaparis mishkavo, hayim istafik b'davar. He says, no, my Rebbe says he's misupik. The Dilma, kiva denied, a nikra lomikarkoi, velo metaltalin. Hilkach lokana sheyomar kol nechsi. It could be that if you specify karka or metaltalin, so then the avadim are not included, because avadim are not exactly karka, it's not exactly metaltalin. For some halachas, yes, for some halachas, no. Just want to pick up on one derech agav line. So the Ritva here quoted his Rebbe, the Ra'a, Umori harav, hey kaf mem. Hey kaf mem, hareni kaparas mishkavo. Right, so what is that? So he must have written this within the year after his Rebbe died. Because you know the halacha from Maseches Kiddushin, but it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch, an unknown halacha really, not many are aware of this halacha, that the first 12 months that a Rechmanos on a person loses a parent, instead of saying Zechron Levracha, the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara says, we say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. I should be a kapara for his mishka, meaning anything bad that's supposed to go on him should go on me. Because we know the first year after Ptira, person is judged. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Zimin Reish Mem, and Hilchos Kibud Avaim. Chayev l'chabdo afilo achar moso. There's a mitzvah of Kibud Avaim even after they die. Ketzad, haya omer dvar shmua mipiv. If I quote my father, v'omer, kach amar abba mari hareni kaparas mishkavo. That's the lashon. Im utoch shnei masar chodesh. That's what I have to say within 12 months. V'im hu la'achar shnei masar chodesh. Omer Zechrono Levracha. And if it's after 12 months, we say Zechrono Levracha. V'ein chilek says the Ramah, bein aim la'av b'chol zeh. Right? And then there's a machlokas. What about if you write something in their name? If you write something in their name, do you have to say, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo? Because writing, it's going to be left after 12 months. So that's the Ritva. Right, the Ritva did it by writing. Ritva did it by writing. Excellent. So that's the 2 days in the Ramah. Yesh machmir and afilu b'ksim v'chein ogin. Doesn't quote the Ritva of Avastra. Yeah. Anyway, but that, yeah. He just quotes Zichrona Levracha. What? So he goes to Zichrona Levracha. Some Achronim on the Shulchan Aruch talks about the extra phrase. I'm trying to remember who it was. Talks about Zichrona Levracha, Le'atel L'chaim, right? The longer Lashon. Right, L'chaim Lam above, right? The Zion Lama, hey, right? The whole different Lashon. It's quoted by one of the Nosikim on Shulchan Aruch. But the Taz here talks about, we know, so what did the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch say? 12 months. 12 months, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo, but we only say Kaddish for 11 months. So why don't we say Kaddish for 12 months? Because we want to say we're being Makadish Hashem, and only Rosh Hashanah are judged for 12 months. So that's why we assume our Karav was at Tzaddik, so we only say Kaddish for 11 months. So why do we say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo for 12 months? Why do we say it for 12 months? So says the Vikasha Lemizel Mashkaz of Ramali, we'll say for 12 months. So he's mechalek between Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo and Kaddish. Why? The Shani Lini Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. Kiva Delacha Yud Beis Chodesh, Sarach Lomer Zachron Levracha. Because after 12 months you have to say Zal. V'chein Omrim. Afilo Al Adam Acher Shemes. Even anybody. Nimsa, in the 12th month, you can't say Zal yet. Because maybe he wasn't Zoche to Olam Haba yet. Zichron Olav Racha, you only say when he's on Olam Haba. So you can't say Zal yet. If you can't say Zal, well, it might be a Sheker. So that's why you still say Arenik Aras Mishkava. By Kaddish, you just don't say anything. Just don't say anything, and therefore, you hope, and it's better Sheva Altasa, and you won't have a Sheker coming out Mi Pif. That is the Taz on Yoredeya. Okay, I can't find it right now, but that is they talk about the extra Lashon of La'alto L'chaim Tovim. I think the Aruch HaShulchan maybe quotes it. Maybe the Aruch HaShulchan on here quotes it, but Zichron Lavracha, if you go by Shulchan Aruch Man, already Kaparis Mishkavo moves over to Zichrono Livracha. Oh, that's what he said. The Brick of Yosef. The Brick of Yosef on Shulchan Aruch says, when a person, let's say, davens for a relative, let's say somebody's sick, and by the way, the same halacha applies to a rabbi muvok. That's why the Ritva said it by the ra'ah, not just a parent. He's like a mishpalel al aviv or al rabo nire. When you daven, you shouldn't give him all of the titles. Let's say I'm davening for my rebbe. Harav agon rashkevahad. In front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are no titles. De ein lomar b'tchinaso refa na la adoni avi o abamari o rebbe va'alufi. Ki Shlomo Amar b'dibro Hashem David Avi, v'chein Elisha Amar Elokei Eliyahu she'ein gavhus l'fnei ha'makom. Avol nireh she'osim she'asol ha'skishvam. That's what he says. You ought to say Avi. That's it, or Rebbe, but nothing more. I remember when Rav Melech Schefter was nifter. I remember by the Kelmaleh, maybe the Kelmaleh in yeshiva. He just said his name. He just said that everybody's talking about it afterwards because that by a Kelmaleh by in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are no titles. Sorry. Mishref Acholim, right? Mishref Acholim. I don't say Harav, Agom, Arena, Rabbeinu, Agom, Atzadik, right? Just make me just the name. Put the front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the only, right? What does the Gemara say in Kedushin? That one of the reasons that Yoav Uriah was treated as a Morab B'Malchus because he called Yoav Adoni in front of David HaMelech. Right? That's what Tosfos says there. So again, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no other Adoni. There's no other Adoni. There's only one master when it comes to the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, how do we get on to that? Because the Ritva quoted the Ra'ah saying, Hareni Karas Peshkavo. Great segue to talk about that. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we will continue. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbeinu Dor Ba'ashi, Tashma, let's try again to see whether Avadim are like Metaltlin or Karka. The mission we quoted before. Hakosev, Nechazel Avdi Yosef Ben Chorin. Shir Karko Kosher, Yosef Ben Chorin. Rav Shimon Omer La'olam, Yibin Chorin, Ashi Omer Kona Chazel Adesun and Ploni Avdi, Chus Biachem Ribu Shabahen, Viamar Avdi Mirar Yosef Amar Avalazar. We just had this up top. That's why we're going quickly. Also Metalton Shir Yitzel Eben, Also Metalton Shir Yitzel Ksuba. So what do you see? Viamar Lei, you see that was the quote from before. You left over Karka, but we say Avadim are included, like Karka. V'yamar le Rava l'Rav Nachman, my time, Avda Metaltelhu, U'metaltel u'metaltela havishir. So we say it's good enough. Avadim are like Metaltelin, and why do we say by the case of leaving over for an Eved that it is okay? Because it's all in the world of Metaltelin. V'ksubas isha mikarkayu, the ksubas isha is only collected from Karka, u'metaltela mikarka lo havishir. And Metaltelin are not good enough to be a shear when it comes to a ksuba, which is all about karka. So it's a raya that an eved is like Metaltelin. So again, we reject it. Amarle, no. Anan mishum delav kruz gita masninan la. No, the reason by over there, by the eved, that we say it might not be nikne to the eved is because there we compare... We compare the shichur of an eved, we have this back in Maseches Kedushin, to the gerushin of a woman. Gzeirah shava, la me'isha. And therefore, by an eved, there has to be a clean break. As long as there is anything that is still connected to the giver, in this shtar, if there is a shtar that I, the master, retain some type of ownership in anything, so then it's going to ruin the shichur of the eved. Lav dafka because the eved himself is betaltelin. But if there's anything left in the shtar, that's not called kruz gita. That's not a total clean break, and therefore the shichur is not going to work. So again, no raya from there, whether avadim are like betaltelin or not. We've mentioned in the past a thought from Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik that maybe... We're not going to go into the whole background now, but he suggested that maybe avadim are like karka, but they're not called mechubar. So different context in halacha, sometimes it's a din of karka, sometimes it's a din of mechubar. Like we said before, many of the dinim d'araisa by, you don't pay kefel for stealing an eved, and kinyanim of an eved, and ona, all of those are a din of karka. Mashe'ekein, let's say, karka ain't an exelis. Is that a din in karga? L'chor or not? Tosas in Mesach HaSukkin, Lulav HaGazel says, if you could come up with a case of karka that is stolen, it would be an exelis. Sukkah gzula. Tosas says, how do you come up with a sukkah gzula? You know what Tosas says? If Reuven says, Shimon, can you please build me a sukkah? So Shimon builds a sukkah he says, Shimon, you could build your sukkah in my property. So Shimon built his sukkah in Reuven's property, and then Reuven bumps him off, says, get out of here! I'm gonna use the sukkah. So you see, it was a movable sukkah, he built it here, and that's called a sukkah gzula. So Rabbi Kiv Eger there points out, what about Avadim? Why do we say Avadim made an exalim? So the answer is, it depends what the din is. If it's a din of karka, like kefel, avadim ein exalim, you don't pay kefel. But if it's a din of metzias wise, could you steal it? So then it's like, then it's the din of mechubar, and avadim not mechubar. And therefore, you would be able to steal avadim. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman. Chamisha, Shiach Tavakon Echseyim. There are five people that it makes a difference whether they gave away all of their possessions or only some of their possessions. Four out of five of these we've had already in this parak or the previous parak. There's only the fifth one is the new one. Elohein. First we list them. Shchemira, Avdo, Ishto, Banav, Mavrachas. The first five we've had already. First four we've had already. We're going to list them. Shchemira, that we just had. Our Mishnah, Ditzanan. Shchemira, because of Konachas of Lacherim. If a Shchemira gives away all of his possessions, Vashir Kaka Kalshu, but leaves a little bit over, Matanosa Kayemes, then his Matan is Bukuyim, even if he gets better. Lo Shir Kaka Kalshu, E Matanosa Kayemes. If he didn't leave any over, the Alacha is not, the Matana does not stand, and he can take it back. That's all. First one, Shchemira. Number two, Avdo Ditzan, the Mishnah we just quoted from Peah. Hakosev kol nachasav liAvdo Yatzam ben Chorin. Shir kaka kalshu lo Yatzam ben Chorin. So you see, he's the second person that makes a difference. Number three, Ishto. Dom Rav Yudam Rishmuel, we had in the previous parak. Hakosev kol nachasav liIshto. If somebody gives all of his possessions to his wife, so the umdana is lo asa el apu chapa. It must be that he's not giving away all of his possessions to his wife, because he wants his wife to just be an apotropis, to be a guardian, to take care of it, so that the children will give her coven. If you remember, back in the previous parak, this was one of the three halachas called Hilchasa Belotaima. Mam and Shlashton, and this, and one other, called Hilchasa Belotaima, meaning, Takana de Rabbanan, we don't know a reason. But we did explain, Tosas there explained, on Daf Kuf. Where was this before? Kufman Dalet. Tosas explains that there is some reasons, like we just said, to give her covet and to make sure that she is still in the realm of responsibility. So again, that was number three. Number four, Banav, Ditzan, Hakosev Konachazav Labanav, Akazav Lishto Kaka Kalshu, Ithak Subasa. Okay, if you give all of his possessions to his children and he leaves over a little bit of Kaka for his wife, then she is Mochelis and she loses her Ksuba. So all those four we had already. So here's the new one. Mavrachas. What's Mavrachas? Damar Mar, just one line. Mavrachas tzricha shetichtov kol nechaseha. What's Mavrachas? The Rashbam explains, a woman who's getting remarried and she does not want all of her possessions to go to her new husband because she wants her children from the previous marriage to get it. And if she goes into the new marriage and then her husband's going to yarshin her, it's going to be a problem. That's right related to the Ksubas Banan Dichrin as well. But let's say she uses a different tool. Mavrachas, meaning she writes that she's giving all of her stuff to her child. Right, to her child. So again, she has to write all of her possessions to her child for us to believe that she's only doing it so that her new husband doesn't get it. And let's say upon death or divorce of if the husband dies, she would be able to get her nechasim back. She'd be able to get it back. That's going to be talked about more on tomorrow's daf as well. So that's Mavrachas, also has to give away all of her nechasim. There is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosvos. Not here, but in Ksubis, daf Ayin Chesam Abeis, where Mavrachas also comes up. Did she have to do this in front of witnesses and say this in front of witnesses? Rashi says yes. Rashi says on Ayin Chesam Abeis in Ksubis, V'hodiya le'edim she'ein matana zu matana. She told witnesses that this matana is not a real matana, ela lahavriach, just to be mavriach l'nechasim for my new husband. But I don't really mean this matana. That's what Rashi says. Tosva says, I don't like it. Because then there's controversy about this din. There wouldn't be any controversy if she says it explicitly. Ela, Rabbi Yisrael says, no, delorm remidi, ela gili milsa ba'alma, ika. It's just an umdana, but it's not dvarim shibaleiv, because we know it's nikar. But she didn't say it to witnesses. That's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Ksubis on Daf Ayin Ches Amid Beis. Again, there's more nafkaminas lamaisa related to this. But let us go a little bit further. Maybe we'll start with the Tshuva Sarash that relates to that. But let's do a little more. In all these cases, metaltalin represent a shiur, except by ksuba. Because ksuba, it's all about karka, and not about metaltalin, at least bidina de gemara. Amemar says, no, if he wrote metaltalin in the ksuba, and they're still around, since she's somech on that too, and therefore, that would also be considered a shir. Remember, Bizman Azeh, the Rambam quotes, Tosis quotes, that Ksubas Isha is Meshubit to Metalatlin as well, so therefore all halachos might change Bizman Hazeh. Period. Okay, then we're going to just tell you one more thought, and then the next sugya starts here, because the next blot, the rest of this Amud, and tomorrow, is just all about the word Nechasim. What does it include? Is an eved neches? Is an animal neches? Is a star neches? Is a bird neches? Are tefillin neches? Are a sefer Torah? What's included when you say the word neches? That is coming up. Just one other ha'ara talking about the issue of umdina with Rashi and Tosfos and Mavrachas, and then maybe tomorrow we'll start with just also ksuba daraisa derabanan. But the Tshuvas Arash in Klal Shimim Vishmona Ayin Ches Shalta Ruben Shaychayev Milva Alpel Shimon. Ruben owes Shimon money. Milva Alpeh. And Reuven gives away all of his possessions to Levi because he doesn't want to pay Shimon back. That's the case. So Shimon is very upset. So he goes to Bezdin. So says the Rush, you go after Umdina Demuchach. And therefore, if it's clear that it's not a serious kinyan being done, Bezdin has the right, if he's trying to be Marim and trick Bezdin and trick the guy, and he's going to get it back later. Bezdin is allowed to go and be Yorin and take stuff for Shimon. And if we're just like Mavrachas, we say, and this is a major Umdana Demuchach. He's obviously just trying to be Marim. And therefore, Bezdin will not let him be Marim, and they will take it away and make him pay back. And make him pay back Shimon. So you see, Shara Mavrachas comes up halacha lemaisa. Shuvah Zarash uses this for the principle of you try to be marim, so it might not work if there's enough umdana and gili das for it. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue with nechasim, the language of nechasim, coming up tomorrow.